Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back in, hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning. Then we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend Stephen Holder from The Athletic. Stephen, what's going on, man? How we doing? Do we have Steven?
Oh, I'm here now. He wasn't here.
There he is.
You got me?
There he is. Steven's back. All there right. We go. Steven, appreciate you taking time to join us. So let's just get right to it. What are your thoughts on the Matt Ryan addition by the Colts? Carson Wentz out, Matt Ryan in. What do you think this does for the Colts in the AFC South?
I think it's definitely an upgrade. I think they also – let's be honest, let's call this what it is. They pulled a rabbit out of a hat here because I didn't think this was going to be, you know, the sort of outcome they ended up with, not about a week ago at least, or not even a few days ago. You know, they certainly moved on from Carson Wentz, and we had made that very clear from our reporting that that's the way this was going. But what wasn't clear was what they were going to do after cutting ties with Carson Wentz, and that was not clear. I thought they did okay with the trade. The two third-round picks and possibly one of those becoming a second, I think that's pretty good value, you know, for what Carson Wentz was last year. But the question remained, what are you going to get, and what is the next move? And I think they were really fortunate that the Falcons appear to have done Matt Ryan a solid and let him out for really not much compensation at all. So it worked out pretty well, I think, for the Colts, and they feel pretty lucky to end up with Matt Ryan.
How would you compare Matt Ryan right now? Because it's hard for me, Steven, it's just hard to have a great event. Frankly, I just haven't wanted to watch a lot of Falcons football, for one thing, recently. And, yeah, you know, they've been bad, and his numbers have declined. I mean, I think he's on the backside of his career, but I still think he's a good player. How would you compare him to, well, in particular to, like, Phillip Rivers from 2 years ago? Because I feel like those, they are comparable as players at this point in their careers.
Yeah, I think that's a good milepost, you know, for particularly since we're talking about the Colts anyway. So I think it's a good comparison to make. And I actually think that from an arm talent standpoint, Matt Ryan's a lot better off than Phillip Rivers was a couple of years ago. I think he's in a much better place. It's not just that he's a couple of years younger. I think he's just got more left, period. Throw the age out, because once you get past 35, you know, you never know what you're going to get. But I think he's got more left in terms of the arm talent right now than Phillip Rivers did a couple of years ago. And what Matt Ryan also has that Phillip Rivers had as well is just impeccable accuracy. So I agree. The numbers were down, and we'll have to see how this all plays out. There are some questions for sure. But I do think if you watch him play and you still see him make all the throws, you still see him have that ability to read the defense and diagnose things before the snap, which is really important, and I think will be an upgrade from Carson Wentz, who I think made some bad reads, bad decisions in that regard. So I think they're going to have a net positive here for the Colts. You know, the ability, I think, just to make the smart play is huge. And Matt Ryan will do that. He'll get the ball to the running back. I mean, you see what can happen when you check it down to Jonathan Taylor, right? I mean, that's a very good play 9 out of 10 times. And it's not a hard play. So sometimes that's what the Colts needed to do last year, is just make the easy play. I thought that they, particularly Carson Wentz, I thought there were times, even though his numbers looked good in the grand scheme, he had an ability to make things harder than they needed to be. And I think that's where Matt Ryan, I think, is a real upgrade for the Colts.
Stephen Holder from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Stephen, Matt Ryan in his press conference talked about, you know, kind of Tom Brady's second act and Matthew Stafford's second act as well. I know you spoke with Matthew Stafford. Do you notice maybe any similarities from Stafford to Matt Ryan and kind of his second act here in Indianapolis, which, by the way, you've written a nice piece on this at TheAthletic.com.
Yeah, I think for sure. And what Matthew told me was, you know, I asked him, I said, did you guys talk about this over the past year much at all? And he said, no, not really. And I thought that was interesting, but it's very clear from Matt Ryan's press conference that he was paying attention. And he was watching from afar, even though he didn't bring it up. And so their conversations did turn to that subject here in recent weeks. And I think Matthew Stafford was able to offer some, you know, some counsel and some, you know, just some firsthand experience. I think if you're Matt Ryan, it had to be on your mind. There's no question about it. I mean, here you are toiling away with no quick answer to get out of the situation they're in Atlanta. And, you know, and then when your team goes and tries to make an upgrade at quarterback, that's when maybe it was in the back of his head. I think that pushed it to the forefront of his mind at that point where, look, if you're going to give me the out and you're trying to replace me anyway, maybe I should take it, you know. And I think Matt Ryan, it, sometimes a guy like that, you know, a really loyal guy who's been in one place his whole career, it can be hard to kind of picture yourself going somewhere else. You know, you're so rooted. You're basically an icon in the community. And to pick up and go somewhere else to a new city, that's kind of an overwhelming thought. But I think he started to kind of get his mind around it when he saw those other guys do it, and that makes it more real. So I think that definitely played a role in this decision for Matt Ryan, unquestionably for me.
So, Stephen, Tyreek Hill, every couple of days, I'm like, what? And I'm looking at Twitter, Tyreek Hill to Miami. I mean, first of all, I want your opinion on that. But also, is this how fun the NFL off seasons are going to be from now on, or like, are we going to be like 10 years from now? Ah, the off season at 22, the good old days. I mean, this is wild.
It is. I have wondered that very same question. Like, is this the new normal? And you know, we talk about it being a copycat league, and boy, is that ever true, right? Because man, it's just. Everybody's trying to one-up the other team. And what I will say, and this is something I asked Matt Stafford about, because, you know, that was a big trade last year with him. And I said, you know, do you think this is the new normal? And why is this happening? And, you know, what we kind of discussed was players definitely are using their juice a lot more now. You're seeing kind of an NBA approach to this, and I don't think it's good or bad. I just think it is. It is what it is. Players have some juice in many instances. You're seeing these players with no trade clauses and using the ability to navigate where they end up, for example, right? And if you have a no trade clause, and as apparently Tyreek Hill did, if they're going to trade you, you're not lifting that trade clause. You're not waiving that trade clause unless it's a favorable situation for you. And so that's how Tyreek Hill ends up being able to basically choose his destination between the Jets and the Dolphins. So it's a really interesting time, and the player empowerment part of it is really interesting, and I think really, really, really different for the NFL. It's not something we're used to. You know, we've seen this in the super team era in the NBA. We've not seen this in football. But I do think that it's mostly here to stay. I mean, look at some of the contracts, and look at where quarterback contracts in particular are going. That's going to give these guys a lot more juice, and they're going to want to negotiate some of these favorable terms into their contracts. There will always, though, be pushback from owners, because teams will ultimately want things to be sort of tilted in their favor. So it'll be interesting to see in the future whether there are changes, whether they're through the CBA or otherwise, or contracts or what have you, that sort of mitigate the player's ability to maybe have the upper hand at times.
Stephen Holder from The Athletic, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Stephen, appreciate as always you taking time to join us this morning, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, you got it. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Stephen Holder, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll react to what Stephen had to say there. Welcome more of your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, and why the odds makers believe that Matt Ryan to the Colts is very good for the Colts in the AFC South. That's on the other side. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Join 102.5 The Game tonight for the Preds Bud Light Watch Party at Headquarters Beer Cade. You can have drink specials, enter win Preds tickets, and watch the Preds take on the Vegas Golden Knights. It's the Preds Bud Light Watch Party at Headquarters Beer Cade, located at 114 2nd Avenue South downtown. The puck drops at 9 o'clock tonight. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Drake Hills from the Tennessean coming up at 8:30, covers Nashville SC. We'll get his thoughts on the boys in gold coming up here at 8:30. Right now, taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Joe Rexroad, the odds makers think the move for Matt Ryan from Atlanta to Indy, pretty big deal for the Colts. I'm looking on the FanDuel Sportsbook, and the AFC South division winner odds are out for your futures picks on the Sportsbook right now. The Titans at plus 120 to win the division. The Colts at plus 120 to win the division as well. Co-favorites in the AFC South with the Titans and the Colts, the Jags at plus 600. And then if you want some good value, the Houston Texans at plus 2600 with my guy Davis Mills leading the charge. If you feel like he could really stretch things out next year and make a run at the title, maybe some good odds to take a look at there. But having said that, Rexroad, co-favorites in the AFC South, the Titans and the Colts with Matt Ryan now at quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, it may not be a bad idea. See if Davis Mills can reach to the top there, against all odds. Yeah, it's interesting. Michelle shaking her head.
I just wait. Honestly, every time Davis Mills' name, I'm like, okay, are we going to hear stretch? What are we going to hear this time?
Never stop doing it.
The young and hip, they wouldn't make that joke on their young and hip show. They would make a more TikTok-friendly joke. I don't know what that would be because I'm too old to know, but.
We all know you love TikTok, Joe.
Yeah.
Big TikTok fan.
Yeah, I had to look at TikTok last night because Brennan wouldn't put his phone away at dinner. But anyway, that's interesting that they're co-favorites. I honestly wouldn't have been all that surprised if the Colts were, if the Colts were straight-up favorites, because that seems to be the way things go if it's close.
It does. It does seem to be the way things go. Do you view the Colts as co-favorites in the division now with Matt Ryan as quarterback? Because I still give the edge to the Titans.
I do too, but it's slight. And I think Stephen Holder made some good points there. One thing we didn't talk about really is, again, just the behind-the-scenes thing. I mean, it's one of the biggest things that's in Tannehill's favor, despite A.J. Brown's tweet. And I think it's something that's probably going to be a big change for the positive for the Colts if Carson Wentz was as annoying, for lack of a better term, as it sounds like he was. I mean, Matt Ryan's going to be a pro and he's going to be what you're looking for in that way from your quarterback. And it makes sense too, the idea that he's going to take the little check downs and not make the wild decision. But as you pointed out, he does have big numbers on the picks lately. So that has to mean something. When the Titans went there, and this is 3 years ago, I guess, 2.5 years ago, but I thought you could tell even then that Matt Ryan just something had fallen off for him. In some way he had fallen off as a player. Again, 3 years prior to that, he was the MVP of the NFL.
He got shown up by Marcus in that game, and as we know, that was maybe some foreshadowing at the time, his replacement on the field that day.
We see, you just never know how things are going to go. Actually, that day, Marcus did have a couple big-time throws, I recall.
He did. He did.
AJ Brown. That's big for you to acknowledge it. Big for you to acknowledge that.
Thank you. I'm all about being the bigger person here on the program. Jim Nagy has tweeted out a breakdown of NFL attendees at Cincinnati's Pro Day today. Of course, Cincinnati, very good team last year, found their way into the college football playoff. and some intrigue around here about potentially Desmond Ridder as a potential target in the draft for the Titans. Mike Vrabel will be in attendance at Cincinnati's Pro Day today, along with Arthur Smith as well. The Falcons will be there. So the Falcons, the Texans, the Saints, the Steelers, and the Commanders alongside Mike Vrabel as head coaches who will be in attendance at Cincinnati's Pro Day. What do you make of that? And is there anything that you read into this when it comes to potentially selecting Desmond Ridder? Or is Mike Vrabel there just to see his best friend Luke Fickell and hang out?
Well, I just unmuted myself on Zoom because I'm used to doing that. And, man, that was a mess.
That count for two mutes?
Well, I didn't talk, so it counts as sure. No. It actually counts as, like, really good move by me to not mess it up after I mess it up originally. So there's a lot with this. That's, you know, TD tweeted out. Now, remember, the Titans also, they have, they got head coach and QB coach there.
Yep.
So they're very well represented at Cincinnati Pro Day. So a few things to keep in mind. One is, like you said, Luke Fickell's his best friend, so chance to go see his best buddy. Going back to their college days at Ohio State, wrestling in the hallways of the dorm and whatnot. So there's that. There's the fact that Vrabel was at Ohio State Pro Day, and you know Vrabel is an Ohio State guy. Makes sense to go back home. I think he still has a house there. Plus, you know, there's a couple pro prospects with the Buckeyes. Probably not a bad Pro Day to attend. So it totally makes sense that he would drive to Cincinnati Pro Day. It's the next day. So I'd be careful in reading too much into it. Also, the Bearcats, you know, they had eight guys invited to the combine. I mean, it's not like it's just Desmond Ridder. I mean, Sauce Gardner is a big-time cornerback. You know, they've got some other, you know, good
players. All-name team, too.
Yeah, fantastic all-name team.
Imagine if they got Sauce Gardner and Bobby Trees on the same team. My goodness.
Saucy Trees. Tree sauce. A lot of things you do that. Like, together they make sap. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with this. Then you make maple syrup out of it and you pour it on your pancakes. I don't know. And now we're getting back to the Cracker Barrel show, the old guys.
We are. Yes, we are.
Yeah. But so there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of other people there of interest. But it is interesting. I'm still willing to make it interesting. You know, Jimmy Morris just tweeted at me about this. Where would you place the odds the Titans take a QB in the first round? Certainly doing their due diligence. I mean, I still think it's low, but hey, look, no one will have a better scouting report on Desmond Ridder than Mike Vrabel will.
Yep.
Because Luke Fickell, you know, he will tell him, and by all accounts, I mean, Desmond Ridder he's a guy who could be a good quarterback in the NFL. I was disappointed because I watched a fair amount of him last year, and I thought a lot of him. He was really good. Against Alabama, he missed some plays you can't miss, you know, because the margin for error was so small in that game, and obviously Alabama just physically manhandled that Cincinnati defense. But he had some plays available that he missed. But it's one game. I mean, it's a huge game, so you still take that into account. It's like the quarterback on the big stage with the pressure when it's highest. Ryan Tannehill, playoffs. What do you do? But I wouldn't be shocked if the Titans are more than just doing their due diligence and are really because you do have to think about who's your quarterback of the future. You got to start thinking about that. And as we've talked about just today on the show so much, what a benefit it is, what an advantage it is to have a good quarterback on a rookie deal and all the different things that you can do with your roster when that's the case.
Well, to your point, yesterday, it's not about the quarterback class. If you love one guy in the class, like, that's all it takes. Like, if you love Desmond Ridder and he's available at 26, which I think he will be, we'll see, but I think he will be, then maybe there's a chance for you if the Titans to grab the quarterback of the future that you feel great about.
Yeah. And to that point, on the mock draft front, yeah, it seems like Desmond Ridder is. You know, I mean, I don't know. Like, again, I just went through an exercise with some mock drafting, and I've read a lot of them, and I still have a hard time buying this, but it seems like it might be Malik Willis and nobody else in the first round. Is that possible? Or Malik Willis and then you're going way deep into the first round for another QB to be taken. That's what people seem to think right now. I still have my doubts about that.
Dennis on the text line says, good move by me to not mess it up after messing it up originally. The quote, Joe sounds like Chris Ballard. Nice.
Yeah, I screwed it up. So then, but then good job not screwing it up more, I guess.
Keith on the text line says, Davis Mills could really elongate his career with a good showing this year.
Yes. Well done, Keith. Good job. Yeah, we need words more, you know, beyond stretch. Stretch is used a
reach.
Lot.
Reach. Yeah.
Reach, stretch. Elongate is a great one.
Extend. I mean, there's many things you could do.
Michelle Perry, anything? No? No.
She's, yeah.
Like
no.
She's tired of Davis Mills. Yeah. No. Very tired of Davis Mills.
If I think of one, I'll let you guys know.
They would never talk about this on The Six.
That's right. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Drake Hills from the Tennessee, and we'll get his thoughts on Nashville SE. That's coming up on the other side. Attention, men, have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Well, Hillside Medical Clinic has a breakthrough treatment for ED that does not require any pills, injections, or surgery. And right now, Andrew joins me from Hillside Medical Clinic to tell us all about it. Andrew, what's going on?
Hello, that's right. No pills. That is a great thing. 30 years of the pill when it comes to ED. Hillside Medical Clinic has something different. It's called wave therapy, and here's what it does. It delivers very gentle pressure waves into the blood vessels, causing those blood vessels to widen. You can imagine what that does to life in the bedroom. More blood flow. And guys, we've helped so many men get rid of their ED without the use of pills.
So, Andrew, what kinds of clinical studies have been done on this new technology?
It is extensive. If you're into data, go to hillsidemedicalclinic.com. You can read studies from the biggest hospital in America, one of the biggest universities in the world. This is heavily vetted. I think this is the future. The pill is the past. This is treating the root cause problem of ED.
And, Andrew, you've got a special offer for our listeners. Call in right now.
We do. If you're ready to put a stop to your erectile dysfunction, if you're sick of the pills, or if you just want to improve in the bedroom, call us now. We'll set you up for an exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound. We'll do it free. You'll get the gift. This is very popular. It produces immediate results in the bedroom. This is all no charge.
That's right, guys. You can put a stop to your erectile dysfunction by treating the root cause of the problem. Call Hillside Medical Clinic right now to qualify for that offer at 615-576-5000. That's 615-576-5000. Put a stop to your ED and regain your love life. Call Hillside Medical Clinic at 615-576-5000. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezvik here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Scheduled to be joined shortly by Drake Hills from the Tennessee, and he covers Nashville SC. Also in Mexico City today, watching U.S. and Mexico take place in the final round of the World Cup qualifiers, taking place tonight at 9 o'clock. That's a big one. You talk about a hostile environment, big rivalry between U.S. and Mexico. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, big, big, big game. Drake's down there, and we're trying to figure out. I think there may be a phone issue here with the fact that he's in another country. I think could be
there is that.
Could be part of the issue here. So hopefully we'll get this. He's ready. He's just... We're trying to get it figured out. So, in the meantime, I could mute myself a few times if you guys would like.
You're on a pretty good stretch today. I'm not doing so yet. So, it's a good day for you.
Yeah. Made a mistake, then I didn't. So,
I mean, the Chris Ballard that Dennis pointed out, I think I might have to use that from now on. Like, Rex Rowe just pulled a Chris Ballard, yeah. Screwed up, trying to fix it. That's what he does.
It's like getting
GM in the league.
It's like getting Munsoned.
Yes.
I got Ballarded.
Yes. Yes, you did. Big one tonight for U.S. and Mexico. We'll see if we can get in touch with Drake here in just a few minutes. It is interesting. You look at the transition from Nashville SC going from the Eastern Conference to the Western Conference. It's been met with mixed results so far. You know, Walker Zimmerman kind of went off the other day about the way that they played and was basically like, go look at the goals
we've given up so far this year. You just can't win that way. And basically said, look at every goal that we've given up and conceded so far this year. It's just sloppiness. And it's been a difficult start for Nashville SC in the Western Conference. Now, the other thing to keep in mind here is with the new stadium, with Geodis Park opening up later this year in May, like they're starting the entire season on the road. So that's got to be difficult if you're Nashville SC to just continue to go road trip after road trip after road trip, starting the season on the road that way.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, so they're 1-2-1, 1-2-1 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a weird, you know, weird start with, of course, wait, Michelle, do you have, we got him? Okay.
Cool. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in Drake Hills from the Tennessee. And Drake, what's going on, man? How we doing?
Oh, good morning. Good morning. Rise and shine. All the way from Mexico City. How you guys doing?
We're great, good. Drake. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So you said it. You are live in Mexico City for the World Cup qualifiers between the U.S. and Mexico. What's it been like down there for you so far? And what are you expecting out of this match between the United States and Mexico?
It has been just interesting getting a chance to look at the and feel the actual the environment, right? Now, this is USA-Mexico, one of the most storied rivalries in international soccer, and probably soccer, period. Obviously, these two nations, they're next to each other, they border each other, but the history behind that is, you know, they've been playing each other since, you know, the 30s, really, but the rivalry has been what it has been pretty much since going into the 2002 World Cup. So they don't like each other. And the U.S. has actually beaten Mexico three straight times dating back to the summer. So it's something that, you know, you have that involved, the Estadio Azteca, which if you're an NFL fan, you probably might remember all the NFL games that have been played here, you know, from the 90s all the way to 2016, 2017, 2018. And to get a chance to feel the altitude, right? The stadium sits at 7,200 feet in elevation. You've got the air pollution, you've got the home field advantage. I mean, so many factors that when you walk around and there's fans all around, I mean, you have you know, people still cheering, even though it's not even a game day, you know, going into this week. And when we would, you know, constantly see fans who would stop us and want to ask us, what do you think the score is going to be? So we're looking forward to a very intense rivalry.
So what are the stakes here, Drake, in terms of, you know, securing a spot in Qatar for the U.S. team? You're trying to basically keep Panama, right, from jumping into the top three.
Exactly. So this is a match for both nations, right? They're tied the record. The only reason why the U.S. sits second and Mexico is third is that the U.S. have a better goal differential, so they scored more goals and have allowed less. And so, you know, whoever wins or draws this game is probably going to have their hand in more control over their own destiny, because the top three nations automatically qualify. The U.S. are in second, Mexico's third. And as you said, you know, going into the only home game for the U.S. in Panama on Sunday, Panama beat the U.S. Back in October, and so this team is good, and it's going to be a challenge. So the U.S. will not, you know, that won't be a cakewalk either, but at least they'll be playing at home in Orlando at Exploria Stadium. And so if you can at least get a draw against Mexico tonight and then go Sunday and play Panama and get a win, 4 points out of two games, that truly gives the U.S. Its best chance to qualify due to other matches around the qualifying window. So for Mexico, same thing, but the only difference is that Mexico are playing two home games out of the three instead of the U.S. only playing one. And not only that, but they're playing two teams that are already knocked out of qualifying. So that's the key. And, you know, for the U.S., their third game against Costa Rica, that's going to be, you know, next week. The U.S. have never beaten Costa Rica on Costa Rican soil. So that's what is at stake for this game, is that, you know, if you can at least get a point here, it makes it a lot easier going forward.
Drake Hill's from the Tennessean on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Drake, we were talking about this to begin the segment, the transition going from the Eastern Conference to the West for Nashville SC, and really just beginning the season with as many road games as they have to. What have you kind of noticed from Nashville SC so far this year? I know Walker Zimmerman was pretty outspoken last week about the way that they have played defensively and some of the goals that they've given up.
Yeah, it's been an interesting transition for Nashville SC. And I would say that I think they're trying to learn as they go. Nashville SC is a team that, you know, historically we haven't seen them struggle truly to, you know, at least offensively, going back to last year. You know, the amount of goals that they score, the CJ Sapong scoring, I think it was about 15, and Ohani Mukhtar placing second in the MVP voting, scoring the goals and the assists. And, you know, had it not been for a couple of hiccups at the end of the season, you know, that last game when Nashville SC had to go to Philadelphia Union for the Eastern Conference semifinal, Nashville SC was just a point or two away from playing that game at Nissan Stadium and having home field advantage, which they had never lost in 2021 at home. And so it's a different era, I think, for Nashville, where they felt like against Real Salt Lake, you know, last week when they lost, that they felt that they had been playing their best offensive soccer, but they made the exact same mistakes that really haunted them last year. They allowed a scoring chance, and from a set piece, from a indirect free kick, and then the second one was just a fluke where, you know, they got caught ball watching. You know, that's just something we don't see from this Nashville SC team. So I think that this international break will do them good, and, you know, we'll look forward to seeing, you know, how they come out back in early April against Columbus.
So you wouldn't say any you haven't seen anything at this point that would cause concern?
No, I wouldn't. I would say that I definitely believe, you know, when you take a look at this 8-game road trip, we're seeing probably the worst that we're going to see from Nashville. I mean, not only that, the teams that they're playing are much more improved. RSL, as I mentioned, they haven't lost, right? I mean, FC Dallas, the team that they played 2 weeks ago, they've had a strong start as well, a revamped roster, and they've spent, you know, millions and millions of dollars. The second scorer from that game, Alan Velasco, he was a club record signing from Argentina, and he's been an Argentinian youth international player. And obviously, you know, going back to the Minnesota game, it was tough because of the lightning and the thunderstorms. There's just always been something in Nashville SC's way, and it's not normal. And it won't get any easier for Nashville, where I mentioned Columbus, they're much better than they were last year. Then you have to go to Kansas City, and then you have to go to LA Galaxy and San Jose. So the distance traveled is not going to get any shorter, and also the opponents, they're not going to get any weaker.
Rick, last thing for you here, going back to US-Mexico tonight. Let's throw it out there. Who you got in this game? What do you think happens tonight in this match?
Yeah, you know, I've got U.S. 1, Mexico 1. I mean, the U.S. have not beaten Mexico in a World Cup qualifier at Estadio Azteca, this historic stadium, you know, 87,000 seats. Now, however, it's going to be interesting because of the homophobic slurs that have been basically stained the legacy of Mexico at home games. You know, FIFA, the governing body for soccer globally, had sanctioned Mexico to play 2 games behind closed doors, basically in the last qualifying window between January and February. However, Mexico was able to basically have a self-imposed sanction where they pre-selected 2,000 fans to go watch those games. Now, for this window, it is expected that there will be 50,000 tonight at Estadio Azteca. And so it'll be quite interesting to see the dynamic of the crowd. As I said, you know, the U.S. has never won, you know, but they have tied a few times. And so, you know, if you do get a point, as I said earlier, it makes it a lot easier on Sunday against Panama. So I'm going to go one, U.S.-Mexico.
I like it. Drake Hills from the Tennessee and our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Drake, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you down the road. Have fun out there tonight.
Thanks. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Drake.
Absolutely. Drake Hills does a great job covering Nashville SC for the Tennessee and covering U.S. and Mexico tonight in the World Cup qualifiers as well. Coming up next, it is time for Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Caller number one will have a chance to guess the goal scorer for the Predators tonight. If you get it right, you'll win a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Click here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Nashville Predators in action tonight, taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. Big one tonight for the Predators in Vegas. Puck drop, 9 o'clock, pregame 8 o'clock here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. The standings in Preds Pick to Click are as such. The listeners still in first place with 16 correct answers. Joe Rexrode in second place with 15. Robbie with 14 correct answers. And Michelle with 10. So we're all in double digits.
That's all interesting. But did you just commit a mute crime? Did you just commit a muting crime, Robbie?
No, that was a muting Michelle crime.
Oh, man.
Okay. Let's say I didn't think so.
I was good. Okay. Well, two. I got.
You're ready to jump all over me.
I was so excited.
He gave me the eyes through the glass. He's like, "Did Robbie just mute?" And I was like, "No, I just turned him up a second late."
Oh, well. With that in mind, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Kenny, today's participant. Kenny, welcome in.
Thank you,
Kenny. Who is your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators?
I want to see Ellie Tolvanen get one tonight.
All righty. Ellie Tolvanen, the selection right off the top. Kenny, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tolvanen, Kenny. The selection, which leaves the door open for me as first pick today, Joe Rexrode, to really just kind of weigh who I want to take here. Do I want to go Philip Forsberg? Do I want to go Matt Duchene? Do I want to go off the board? I went Philip Tomasino the other day. Got it. I mean, there's many different options I could take here.
You're pretty good going off the board.
Pretty good going off the board. Yeah, I think I'm going to go Philip Forsberg. Thank you, though. Philip Forsberg, my selection.
Yeah.
Joe Rexrode, you are up next. Tolvin and Forsberg off the board.
I had a feeling that might happen, Matt Duchene.
There we go. So Tolvin and Forsberg and Duchene are off the board. Michelle.
Michelle's making fun of us. We need a camera on Michelle because she just makes so much fun of us, you know?
It's really all she does all show long is just make fun of us doing stupid stuff.
Listen to the old guys, ha ha.
No, to be honest, though, it just makes me laugh and it really wakes me up in the morning, so it's good. And I love teaching you guys some modern lingo, you know?
The type of stuff you'd learn on The Six.
That's right.
Oh my God. Joe, you crack me up. Okay, so no surprise. I knew I was third today. No surprise that you guys picked those two. Give me Tanner Jeannot.
I like it.
Good pick.
Tanner Jeannot, the selection. So
to score and fight.
Oh, I like that too.
You won't get an extra point, but I think you may be right.
I think that could be something that happens. This has been Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Kenny going with Ellie Tolvanen. I'm going with Philip Forsberg. Joe with Matt Duchene. Michelle with Tanner Jeannot. Nobody taking the captain. Nobody going Roman Josi in this matchup.
Well, you know, he hasn't scored that much this year.
No goal, but 5 assists.
Yeah.
Yeah. Josi just racking up the assists tonight.
If we had a Preds Pick to Click assist competition,
be doing pretty well.
Yeah. That'd be an easy first pick every time.
He's got 60 of them. That is not an exaggeration. 60 assists for Roman Josi.
Except for the occasional listener picking Matt Benning.
Well, could have that. That's happened at one point this year.
He's got assists. Or does he?
Nate.
I think so.
Nate texting in says, Preds picked a click hypothetical. What if a game goes to a shootout and the player scores there instead of regulation or OT? Does it count, or do you play sportsbook rules where it doesn't count? No, it doesn't count. Shootout goals do not count.
Does not count. Matt Benning has 10 assists, by the way, for the record.
It does not count for them as a goal on their stat sheet, so it does not count for us as a goal in Preds Pick to Click.
But good way to clarify. It's good every once in a while to reset and let everybody know the rules.
Yeah, because I definitely did not know that rule.
Well, yeah.
Really?
If they score, like if Ryan Johansson scores in a shootout, that doesn't count as a goal for him.
Well, I'm sure we've had that. I'm sure we've had that situation this year, haven't we? I'm sure we have.
I know I have.
Yeah.
I picked Yossi to score one night. Did not happen. Then he put one in the shootout. I was like, of course. Of course he did. That's what he does.
He does a lot of things.
Yeah. Yes, he does. Big one tonight for the Preds. By the way, we'll have Todd Richards, Preds assistant coach, joining us at 9:30 here on the program. So we'll get his thoughts on the Preds and the Knights coming up tonight. But if you can win that game tonight, you're up 8 against Vegas. You've got 2 games in hand on them as well. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have, you know, separated yourself to the point where they can't come back and catch you. But in terms of purely making the playoffs, right now Dallas is ahead of Vegas. That's really who they're in a fight with at the moment to get in that last playoff spot. If you can win tonight, you're feeling pretty good if you're the Predators with an 8-point lead against Vegas and 2 games in hand on them coming down the stretch here.
Yeah, I mean, I think right now the Preds are probably trending toward wild card one. Certainly not out of the realm of possibility that they could still be right there with the Blues and Wild. You know, both those teams, you know, basically they're tied with the Wild, a point behind the Blues, but Wild have 3 games in hand, Blues have 2 games in hand. So would you rather, let's say the Blues are going to, you know, let's say it's the Blues that are going to be the number 2 in the Central. Calgary has played quite well. Calgary
they have.
Has done quite well there. They've got a nice 6-point lead in that division. Would you rather be in a series starting on the road at Calgary or at St. Louis?
I'd probably take my chances with St. Louis. You know, okay. The travel's part of that discussion.
Yeah.
Like everybody talks about ending up in the Pacific, which is fine. Like I don't think that the travel is like as big a deal as sometimes we make it out to be, other than when you have back-to-back 7-game series in Anaheim and San Jose like they had back in 2016. Like by the end of that, you're just dog tired
and they
at
still,
that point.
And they still, you know, won 1 game 7 out there and got it to another game 7 out there. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you had to travel, let's say you end up in the spot you're in right now and you're taking on Calgary in the first round. Say you beat Calgary and then you have to travel again to either LA or Edmonton. I mean, that's a lot of travel that you're doing the first couple rounds. I don't discount that as something that could eventually wear you down. I just think Calgary's better than St. Louis, so I'll take my chances with St. Louis.
Yeah. I mean, there's you got more familiarity, of course. You play St. Louis more often. That could be good or bad. I mean, if they get in a series with St. Louis, you know, it's going to be a bone shaker, that's for sure.
I mean, the good thing about being in the Pacific bracket, if you finish there right now, would be that you would, in that scenario, if Colorado advances, you're avoiding them to the Western Conference final if you can win. Now, that's mighty presumptuous just to think the Predators are going to roll through the Pacific and get to the Western Conference final. I understand that. So I'm not saying that, but just like if your goal as a Preds fan is to avoid Colorado at all costs, the longest way you can do that is Pacific route, and then you'd see them in the Western Conference final.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Like you said, no guarantee you'd it would even matter, but then you got a chance for 2 different people to potentially trip them up. But then again, maybe the Preds would be one of the better candidates to trip them up.
Yeah, maybe so. We'll find out and see if the Predators can get back on track tonight. They've not played overly well 5-on-5. The last couple of games, we'll see if they can get back to that. Coming up later tonight against Vegas. Coming up next, we'll get into a big day yesterday in the NFL. More crazy offseason movement, including a move that made a favorite in the AFC considerably weaker. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.